Hello and welcome to Press TV's News Analysis. It's coming to you from Tehran. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. French voters going to the polls for the presidential election seem to want to afflict the blow to current President Nicolas Sarkozy's possibilities of leading the nation again. Now, the man who came into the presidential office with record popularity may be at the end of his reign, as now Nicolas Sarkozy is the most unpopular French president ever.
The main battle is between incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy and François Hollande. Polls show frontrunner Hollande is ahead of Sarkozy and is expected to beat him in a runoff vote.
All the opinion polls show that François Hollande, the socialist candidate, has a comfortable lead over Nicolas Sarkozy. They may be close in the first round, although most show Hollande with a lead. But in the second round, the final decisive round in 2 weeks' time, on May the 6th, every poll that has been done for months shows François Hollande winning.
Hollande and Sarkozy have clashed over how to ease voter fears about the European debt crisis. Sarkozy backs austerity and Hollande pushes for stimulating growth. An opinion poll has found Sarkozy the least popular president in French history. The French have every reason to dislike him. Many of them believe Sarkozy is too subservient to the U.S. and has hurt the national pride. Some believe he's trying to play the religion card to improve his image. The Toulouse incident involving an armed standoff with a 24-year-old Frenchman of Algerian descent was a recent example. The question which has preoccupied voters' mind is, could the Toulouse incident that involved Mohamed Merah and his reported killing of several Jews boost Sarkozy's chances in the election? Merah has been found to have worked with the French intelligence before the shooting rampage. Analysts say the Toulouse incident could have been staged by the Sarkozy government to secure the Jewish vote. However, the Toulouse shooting has instead sparked heated debate over what the voters care for most. Opinion polls show people in France have already decided that taxing the rich matters more than anything else. Just on the eve of the presidential vote, the so-called indignants have held a protest rally in Paris.
This is a protest to show that we are completely disinterested in these elections. Those who abstain from voting are not disinterested in politics, but are not interested in these particular elections.
As for French Muslims, they're angry at anti-immigration and anti-Islam rhetoric of the Sarkozy government. While the majority of voters have yet to make up their minds, analysts say Muslims, who constitute 10% of the country's population of 65 million, are very much likely to make Sarkozy the first one-term French president in three decades.
Well, I'd like to welcome my guest to the program from London, political commentator, Mr. Christopher Walker. From Washington, columnist of The Hill newspaper, Mr. Brent Budowski. And Hello. From Brussels, from the CIPI Foundation, Mr. Paolo Raffone. Thank you so much, all of you, for being with us here, Press TV's News Analysis. Starting off in Washington with Mr. Walker. Well, Christopher Walker, why do you think that Nicolas Sarkozy has lost so much support over the years?
Well, I think the main reason has been that his style has been very unpresidential. The French voters don't like his whole sort of attitude to the presidency being very unauthoritarian, and also they dislike his right-wing policies, particularly playing the American card. He's been much closer to the American government and the British government over policies such as Libya than any of his predecessors. And also, perhaps most of all, he came to power, as you reported, on a huge wave of popularity, full of promises about how he was going to reform the French economy and sort of wake it up from its long sleep. But he really hasn't achieved any of that. And so he looks like a man who can't live up to his promises. And this has made him extraordinarily unpopular across French society, and along with that, his the activities of his wife, the First Lady, Carla Bruni, who previously had been the girlfriend of many international pop stars, has also upset the French. They feel, again, lack of dignity. They look to their president for a sort of very serious manner, and they feel he hasn't shown that at all.
Okay. Well, let me switch over to Washington and get Mr. Budowski in on this discussion. Now, Mr. Budowski, some analysts say that Sarkozy would use whatever it took to get his way politically, and they gave the example of the French economist Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who would have been Sarkozy's main competitor in the election prior to rape charges that were later dropped but actually destroyed him politically. Your take on this statement?
Oh, I think it's generally true. I think the way that Nicolas Sarkozy has played, let's call it the Muslim card or the race card or the racist card, following in the footsteps of Marine Le Pen and the far rightist party is outrageous. I think as well, besides his demeanor and his political style, I think it's less the United States that's the problem. It's that economically, he is very close to the Germans in a conservative alliance of the French conservatives, the German conservatives, and the British conservatives that are basically very much seen and are to be pro-banker, pro-super wealthy, pro the 1% at the top, pro the rich, while they are imposing pain and austerity, which I have been arguing against all along, against the middle class and the poor. I think there is this conservative alliance that has made Europe even worse, where the rich get richer, the bankers keep getting bailed out and keep getting wealth, and the average Frenchman, German, Brit, and all other Europeans, the working men, the working women, they are getting crushed by these conservative policies. And I think to a large degree that is working against Sarkozy and in favor of Hollande. And I also think that his demeanor on top of that, which is very aggressive and confrontational, when you add that to the kind of rightist, pro-banker, pro-wealthy policies, anti-populist, anti-middle-class, anti-poor, and anti-Muslim, I think there is a formula around which he will probably be defeated. And I think all these conservative leaders are going to be in big trouble starting right now.
Okay. Well, what about you, Mr. Refani? Now, Mr. Budowski said he thinks not so much the United States, the alliance with the United States, but with Germany. However, when Sarkozy came to power in May of 2007, it took over the reins from Jacques Chirac. Under Chirac's rule, France had refused even to join George W. Bush's so-called coalition of the willing to invade Iraq. However, under Sarkozy, many experts say that Paris has basically turned into a total puppet of Washington. How much do you think that this is affecting the negative image that many say that he has inside of his own country now?
I tend to believe that the time of Sarkozyism is over because the environment in which he was brewed is no more there. There is no more President Bush, and the Bush dynasty itself is out of range. So that he still has some friends, of course, in the Republican groups in the United States, and he gets strong support also from some people close to the Pentagon or the CIA. But apart from that, he's a relic of the past. So basically he's left over alone, and he has been trying desperately to save himself with the alliance of conservatives in Europe, so with Germany, but by doing so he has alienated large sectors of the population who traditionally was voting in France conservative, but with a state eye on the economy. So for this reason he has really deceived most of the voters, and it's almost sure that he will lose the elections, or if he doesn't, he will be in an impossible situation to lead the country.
Well, Mr. Walker, many experts say that Mohamed Merah, who killed three Jewish children and a rabbi in France, was in fact working with French intelligence, and that the terrorist act was in actuality a false flag operation for Sarkozy to get the Jewish vote. How likely is that statement to be true?
Well, I think it's fairly unlikely, because you have to remember that before he went into the Jewish school, he had, in fact, shot some French soldiers in uniform, paratroopers, who had recently served, or their unit has served in Afghanistan, and they were, in fact, Muslim soldiers of North African origin. So it takes a pretty wild conspiracy theory to link those two things together.
What about setting a scenario like a post 9/11 United States that in general, of course, the president that is in office at the time after such a tragic event usually gets a lot more sympathy and empathy and usually more solidarity from the people themselves?
Well, that is the case, was the case in the United States. But in fact, if it was the desire of Mr. Sarkozy and some of his rather more murky intelligence contacts, it's backfired because, as you reported in your news quite correctly, the Muslims who make up a large section of the electorate in France are actually determined to see him out. And I think perhaps we haven't discussed yet that this is a complicated election in that it's got a two-week gap. So there'll be the vote this weekend with 10 candidates. Then that'll be reduced for the final vote in 2 weeks to two candidates. Mm-hmm. So it rather depends on how those voters who voted for the other eight decided to distribute their votes. And there is a feeling, particularly in France, where I was last week, that there is a swing to the left. The far left-wing candidate, a former communist, has done a lot better than people expected and is in fact ahead of the far right candidate, Marine Le Pen, who's a fascist from the National Front. So if his followers pitch their votes in the second time around, that will be of great help to François Hollande, the rather dull but worthy socialist candidate.
Okay, well, Mr. Badowski, now, post-Sarkozy France took on a much more anti-Islamic color than before. Now, many say that the Muslims are adamant in not voting for Sarkozy in the election, but what happens in general in the election? Because there are many that saying that they have just become apathetic in general, and perhaps many of them won't even vote. How do you think that that could affect the vote on Sunday?
Oh, my guess is where they might have been apathetic a month or two ago, the inexcusable racist behavior of Sarkozy, following in the footsteps of Le Pen, running a hostile and bigoted anti-Muslim kind of campaign. I think he should be ashamed of himself, and I think the political effect of that will be a much higher turnout of Muslims, both because they're angry and because they want to be protected, which François Hollande will protect them and will treat them with dignity and will treat them with fairness and justice. I think Mr. Sarkozy knows better than what he said. To get back to your point earlier, he is like Mitt Romney in one regard. He will say anything and do anything to get elected. And he follows as well in the footsteps politically, as you also said, of George W. Bush, who after 9/11 played a certain right-wing fear cards against Democrats in the same way that Sarkozy tried and is failing to play the anti-Muslim card. It's not only the Muslims, by the way, who are reacting against what Sarkozy said. There are many centrists in France. There are many decent and honorable people in France who are not overly political, who find Sarkozy to be quite blunt, obnoxious, and they find his tactics to be very outrageous. And that is making, as Mr. Walker said, a credible candidate, François Hollande, look even better and more statesmanlike and more elevated to people beyond the Muslims. So I think this tactic backfired. It was wrong, it was outrageous, and it's not working.
Well, why do you think, Mr. Refane, let me turn to you, why do you think that Sarkozy became so negative in dealing with the Muslims in general? It almost seemed an antagonistic type of perspective that he had with the Muslims in France.
Well, there are various reasons why this is shaping in this way, which are quite contradictory, actually, to the history of France, especially from the conservative side, because we have to see that his predecessors, like Chirac and many others, they were pro-Arab. Their links to the Gulf region were very strong in all terms, economic as well as defense-like. Sarkozy has shifted this with an alliance that he had to perform mostly with Israel interests, and this is because of his own political history and his friends who brought him up from being a mayor of a rich suburb of Paris up to the presidency. So,
well, let me jump in here, Mr. Refane. What do you mean exactly? His connection with Israel, that he had to do this. Can you explain and expand a little bit on exactly what you mean?
Well, the political ascent of Mr. Sarkozy has been created by groups acting in France, but also in the United States, which were quite close to the Jewish connection, and it is not a matter of conspiracy. This is just a matter of names and people who were around him and who saw him as the right-winger, sort of modernizer of right-winger message after a sort of stiff type of presidency that Chirac left. So this person has been pushed up. He was a promise. But then most of his supporters are no more there, either because their age is very advanced or just they have lost their positions. And therefore, he is now trying to pay service to those who helped him in the early times. I'm talking about the 90s when he was pushed up. And his policy is quite surprising because traditionally, I repeat, France has been much more open to dialogue with the Gulf states than with Israel. And instead, Sarkozy has changed this paradigm of long-term history of France.
Well, Mr. Walker, how do you see it now? Our guest in Washington had said that he see the situation possibly taking a sharp turn to the left as far as the results of the election. Is it a sign that the electorate is basically tired, having voter fatigue in dealing with, for example, various things since 9/11? We've heard so many different fear stories of trying to instill fear in the electorate that basically we saw a turn to the right in general across the world. Are we at the end of that stage? Has it come to the point that people are just saying enough is enough and that we are losing more and more of our rights? How do you see? What kind of message do you think the French electorate will be sending on Sunday?
Well, I think it's a very interesting message for Europe because, as the opinion polls have it now, the extremes on the left and on the right, plus the abstentions that people say they just won't be voting, are much higher than those people who'll either be voting for Monsieur Sarkozy or Monsieur Hollande. People are fed up with politics, fed up with the fact that the debate has been of an abysmally low level. There hasn't been any real debate of the economic crises that faces France, of the debts and such like. It's all been personal, and this has sort of turned off the electorate. So many we've seen interviewed on the television say, oh God, you know, it's almost a plague on both your houses. Let's have some grown-up statesmen are arguing the real issues. And this is what I call a sort of a gossip election. It's been played largely around these religious hate cards, which are very unsalubrious. And I think that really is reflected, and everybody's going to be looking at the vote to see how many people just didn't turn up to vote at all.
Well, let me turn back to Washington, Mr. Brodowski. Now, what Mr. Walker said about basically the apathy, in many cases, we may be seeing the same sort of thing in the United States, that, again, it seems mostly based on more personal attacks than actual agenda of how to solve the problem, which is the same in France. What exactly is that saying about the political elite in general in all these countries and being out of touch with their own people?
Oh, I think the political elites in almost every major country are out of touch. That includes, to some degree, my friends on the left, and that also includes those I disagree with on the right. Let me be real brief, but make the big point here about France and the U.S. and everywhere else. I wrote a column recently and have been arguing for some time. There are two big trends in the world. The female century, about the rise of women and equality and justice for women, and the populist century, the backlash against greed, against corruption, against fraud, against Wall Street abuse, against the wealthy taking advantage, and against the austerity that punishes cruelly working people. And what you're seeing in France against Sarkozy, and you're going to see it, in my opinion, in Germany, in Britain, and in the United States against Mitt Romney, is a condemnation of greed, the kind of attitude that the Wall Street occupiers have, represents the majority of people, the kind of attitude that Angela Merkel, David Cameron, and Nicolas Sarkozy and Mitt Romney have. The pro-banker, pro-wealthy, is now in disrepute, and there's a backlash against it, and that, I believe, is the most important story of the French election and other elections that are coming.
All right, and on that note, I'd like to thank all of our guests. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but I appreciate all of you being with us. Political commentator out of London, Mr. Christopher Walker. Columnist from The Hill newspaper out of Washington, Mr. Brent Badowski. And out of Brussels, CIPI Foundation, Paolo Raffone. Thank you all for being with us. And viewers, as always, we appreciate you being with us, joining us for another news analysis. Join us right here, same time, same place tomorrow. Well, I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thank you so much for being with us, and goodbye.